This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Let's take a look at global markets and the direction and get a bit of analysis of what's going on. For that, we turn to Joe Quinlan, Chief Market Strategist at U.S. Trust Bank of America Private Wealth Management. Welcome, Joe. It was a bloodbath in U.S. equities. Break it down for us. What caused the sharp correction there?
Well, I mean, you just kind of touched on a little bit all of it. The fact that the coronavirus jumped from Asia into Iran, into Italy, you know, it's clearly risk off as people kind of reassessed what it means for global growth, global earnings. Sentiment obviously has turned negative. So, you know, the big known unknown is how much is this going to weigh on global growth, global earnings. But, you know, we thought it was contained to China. It went to South Korea, the cruise ships. Now it's jumped. So, like, you know, we got to reprice risk here and really kind of, we're coming into 2020, I should say, the global economy is reflating, now it's deflating. And that's the key issue for investors, like how you price that in.
So, Joe, is it time to take some money off the table? Have you realigned your portfolios or made changes to the asset allocation then?
No, we spent a lot of time talking about it today at the Investment Strategy Committee. Like, you know, what do we do? What are the signposts? Clearly, China will have its weakest quarter of growth and probably, I don't know, and since it's open to the West, we'll see how that happens. The question is, does this bleed into Q2, Q3? That's the key question. You know, when does it end? Where does it end? We know first quarter earnings season is going to be rough, and that's what we're trying to price in. So, no. Here and now, we have not made any significant changes or any changes to our asset allocation.
To what extent, in fact, do you even think the Fed is paying attention to this market correction and changing the tone?
No, I think the Fed is highly aware of the global effect from the coronavirus, watching the dollar very, very carefully. The dollar strengthening here significantly as a safe haven. What does that mean for suppressing inflation? You know, the Fed's been very adamant this year about we're going to get the 2% inflation target. Well, not in face of this tidal wave of concern about global growth slowing. So, you know, the Fed, yeah, I think it's on high alert. And there's, you know, now, you know, interestingly enough, after today, there's expectations in the market building that the Fed won't cut once but cut twice. So we'll see, because then you start having this argument about negative interest rates in the United States or in expanding the balance sheet. So it's amazing how quickly the narrative has shifted.
And Joe, going to just talking about earnings season is underway with names like Best Buy, Peugeot and Baidu in the spotlight. Are there any particular names that you expect to outperform?
I mean, it's going to be hard to outperform here. And I think the most investors, whether you outperform or not, wouldn't really matter based on fourth quarter. It's about the guidance and trying to determine the China effect, the global slowdown effect, strong dollar effect. So, yeah, I think a lot of investors, I mean, if you had a new dollar today, you'd probably, you know, just sit on the sidelines, because it's a known unknown in terms of, like, where does this go next? And I think that's key. So, like, it's risk off. You know, here's another thing we haven't talked about, right? It's bookend. So we begin 2020 with the coronavirus, and we're going to end 2020 with the U.S. election with Bernie Sanders, you know, improbably taking the Democratic nomination. So, like, what does that mean as well? And it's not an easy, like, oh, he can beat, you know, President Trump can beat him now. So, like, we've got bookends of volatility for 2020. So I think investors will, you know, be more on the sidelines than jumping in with both feet.
All right, and thank you for that, Joe. That was Joe Quinlan, Chief Market Strategist at U.S. Trust Bank of America Private Wealth Management. And a very interesting point, he ended that 2020 has started off with the volatility of the COVID-19 and will end the year with the U.S. presidential election. This is going to be is shaping up to be a big year.
Well, Xiaoning has been talking about this black swan event as a black swan event for the last few weeks. I've not decided to follow her because it tends to... Well, you know how markets have only have two emotions in them, right? There's only greed.
Fear and greed.
And greed, right?
Yeah.
And fear is not the one that you want perpetuated. Let's just put it that way. But it is exemplifying in the bond markets, right? You see the 10-year Treasury note yield. It dropped, I mean, more than 10 basis points yesterday. Now it trades at 1.367. I mean, what is going on? Near a 4-year low, okay? The 30-year bond yield, you know, the long bond, hit an all-time low last week.
In fact, the bond markets actually moved ahead of the equity markets. If you follow the movement from last week already, indications are that the bond markets seem to think that, you know, things aren't going to be very good.
But well, it's a flight to safety.
Yeah, but the equity market was amazingly resilient, which didn't make sense. So finally, the two markets are talking to each other, and this is what you're getting, Dow correcting 800 over points overnight.
It's the first time they've dropped more than 3%, the three big indexes in America, for, I don't know, since I don't know when.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.